Comment allez-vous? C'est moi, prof D. Je suis francophile. I love the French language and I believe you can learn it too. Listen to my podcast to learn the complex French in a fun way. I also have the transcript to my podcast on www.speakfrenchwithprofd.wordpress.com. Profitez-en! Bonjour, comment allez-vous? Aujourd'hui, nous apprenons à nier les phrases françaises. We're learning how to negate French sentences. In English language, negative questions or statements are questions or statements that contain words such as no, not, never, etc. This is in a bid to show that something is not true or not happening. For example, I am not coming. Another example, I will never attend the party. In French language, we use a pair of words to express negative statements. There are five major pairs of words commonly used in French to express negative sentences. The first one is no pas, which means not, no pas. An example with that is I don't dance or I am not dancing. I don't dance or I am not dancing in French is je ne danse pas. Je is I, no pas is the pair not. That is to express not in French. And then dance is the action verb. And the conjugation for je of the verb danser is danse. So je ne danse pas. Danse comes in between the pair of ne pas. The second one is ne rien. Ne rien. Ne rien can either mean nothing or not anything. The example I have here is I have nothing. I have nothing. I is je and have is est. That is the conjugation of avoir for the first person singular is je. So je, est. And then the pair to express nothing in French is ne rien. Hence the verb est, the action verb est, have in this statement, we come in between of no and rien. So I have je n'ai rien. Je n'ai rien. The third one is ne jamais. No jamais. No jamais can either mean never or not ever. Never or not ever. For example, they never tell the truth. They never tell the truth. They is il. Tell is this. So never is the one that shows the negation in this sentence. Never is the word that shows negation in this sentence. So, they never thought the truth to be ils ne disent jamais la vérité. Ils ne disent jamais la vérité. So, this is going to come in between of no and jamais. This is the action verb. So, it comes in between of no and jamais. Ils ne disent jamais la vérité. The fourth one is no plus, which can either mean no more, not anymore, no longer, or not any longer. No plus. For example, she is no longer my friend. She is no longer my friend. Is the action verb. She is the action verb. So is in French comes in between of no and plus to form the negation. So she is no longer my friend will be elle n'est plus mon ami. Elle n'est plus mon ami. So elle comes in between of no and plus. Then the fifth one is no personne. No person can either mean no, but not anybody, no one, or not anybody. The example I have here is il ne voit personne. He sees nobody. Il ne voit personne. He sees nobody. So, voir is see. That is the action verb. So, voir stays in between of ne and personne. It stays in between of ne and personne. Il ne voit personne. He sees nobody. He sees no one. So note that ne changes to n apostrophe in front of a word that starts with a vowel, letter y, and most words beginning with h. Let me take that again. Note that ne changes to n apostrophe in front of a word that starts with a vowel, letter y, and most words beginning with h. That can be noted in the example I cited with ne rien, and the one I also cited with ne plus. Ne rien, je n'ai rien, je n'ai rien. Because A starts with A, have, A starts with A. So the N changed to N apostrophe, je n'ai rien. And she's no longer my friend. A, which is, E-S-T, E-S-T, changed to N apostrophe, E-S-T. because E is a vowel, so elle n'est plus mon amie. Finally, French native speakers often omit the use of the word ne, N-E, in oral, like when they are talking. They often omit the use of ne. However, this can only be done in informal situations. In writing, do not omit ne. For example, I can't eat right now. Je peux pas manger maintenant. Je peux pas manger maintenant. Instead of je ne peux pas manger maintenant. This occurs often in the oral, that is when speaking, and mainly in informal situations. This only occurs often in the oral, that is when you are talking, when you are speaking, and mainly in informal situations. Thanks for taking your time to listen to this podcast. And as usual, do not forget to share the link to this podcast to everyone who you think might need to learn this in French. Thank you very much. Au revoir.